We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobit 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbit 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10 KU band and Intercept 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobit 2 and Hotbit 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America is Beset 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations World Food Program helps small farmers in Madagascar. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Zambia is celebrated. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the Society for the Assistance to Children in Difficult Situations, or SATHI of India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, the constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 24, is United Nations Day, celebrating its establishment in 1945. The purpose of the UN is to help bring nations together in working for peace and development in the world, with the principles of justice, dignity, and the well-being of each global citizen. This special occasion is dedicated to highlighting the goals and achievements of the UN, with activities such as meetings, discussions, and exhibits. In addition, the UN traditionally hosts an international concert. Today is also the beginning of Disarmament Week, an annual observance of the UN to raise awareness about the importance of global disarmament as a step towards a harmonious world. Our profound thankfulness, United Nations, for your ongoing efforts to bring about a planet upon which every being can live in security and tranquility. We wish all a memorable United Nations Day and Disarmament Week.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Relief News Update from Nepal. On the evening of September 18th, a powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.9 struck Nepal, Tibet, and India, with its epicenter near Nepal's Dabhlajung district and India's Sikkim state. Among the dozens who perished were at least 98 victims in Nepal.
क्षति समग्र रूपमा भन्दा यहाँ 90% घर र संरचनाहरुमा चाहिँ क्षति भएको छ तर त्यो क्षतिलाई पनि हामीले चाहिँ तीन क्याटेगोरीमा विभाजन गरेर हेरेका छौं पहिलो पूर्ण क्षतिग्रस्त जुन घरहरु चाहिँ बस्ने नहुने गरी भत्किएका छन् र चाहिँ त्यहाँ बस्ने बासिन्दाहरु विस्थापित भएर अन्यत्र बसेको अवस्था छ त्यसको पूर्ण क्षति भएको घरको संख्या 7 गते असोजसम्मको रेकर्डमा चाहिँ 862 घर परिवार पूर्ण रूपमा घर ध्वस्त भएर विस्थापित भएको अवस्था छ
भुइँचालो आउँदा भनेको पहिले पहिले हामीहरु सानो सानो भुइँचालोहरु जहिले पनि आफ्नो खेत आउँथ्यो तालमा तर के भने ठुलो आउँदो रहेछ कोही भाग्नु भ्यायौँ न कोही भनेको यताउता कुदौँ नै भन्दा
हामी अब त्यतिकै भिजेकै भिजे अनि अब सुत्ने कुरा भएन खाना खाने कुरा भएन
Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately donated $30,000 in emergency aid with all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she also asked that our association members please go to help the most desperate in the three affected countries. This amount could obtain $356,000 in items if purchased in the United States based on the general cost of living in India, Tibet, and Nepal. Our association members from the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu, traveled by air and bus to reach Dabhlajung in northeastern Nepal. After planning with the local Red Cross and government officials, the relief team continued their travel by bus, then continued over more difficult terrain by tractor, followed by more than 6 hours on foot, mostly up steep slopes, until they reached the Kandimbi relief distribution point.
मेहनती इमानदारी परिश्रमी छन् यहाँका उकाली ओराली भीर पाखासँग यहाँका जनताहरूले आफ्नो जीवनयापन गरिरहेका छन्
Meanwhile, the relief supplies were arriving via truck and then tractor from Japa District, a process that also took several days. As the residents of nine village development committees arrived to receive the aid packages after traveling up to 4 days by foot themselves, a total of nearly 300 families received 50 kilograms of rice, along with pulses, salt, and oil, thanks to the additional help of the local police, social workers, and others.
अधिकांश जनताले परम गुरु चिन्हाई प्रति सहयोग गर्नुभएकोमा हृदयदेखि धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद दिनुभएको छ उहाँको यो सहयोग र
उहाँले जुन प्रेम गर्नुभएको छ यसलाई यो ठाउँको सबै जनताले कहिले पनि भुल्न छैनन् भन्ने हामीले धन्यवाद दिइरहेका छौँ र यही धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ।
र त्यस्तै र यसै सिलसिलामा परम गुरु चिङहाईज्यूलाई पनि म हार्दिक धन्यवाद प्रकट गर्न चाहन्छु।
With appreciation, all officials, Red Cross, and other personnel for assisting the quake afflicted, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers that such disasters may soon cease through our kinder care of the earth.
Earthquake claimed scores of lives in Turkey. As of late Sunday, October 23rd, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan confirmed at least 138 fatalities, with an estimated 350 injured, after a major 7.2 magnitude quake struck in eastern Van province earlier that day. Given the large number of buildings that were reportedly destroyed in the provincial capital, Van, as well as the neighbor city of Ursus, Turkey's Kandili Observatory estimated that the death toll could rise as high as 1,000. The quake severity caused tens of thousands in eastern Turkey to flee buildings in fear, and it was felt as far away as northwestern Iran, Armenia, Georgia, Iraq, and Syria. The initial tremor was followed by more than 100 aftershocks over the next 10 hours, measuring as high as 6.0 on the Richter scale. According to Turkey's TRT news channel, at least 55 buildings, including student dormitories, a health services building, hotels, and gas stations, collapsed in Ursus. Prime Minister Erdogan flew to the disaster area to help assess the damage, while some 1,275 rescue teams from 38 provinces were dispatched. In addition, military cargo planes began to arrive with tents, food, and medicine, and the Turkish Red Crescent also sent tents, blankets, and food. Meanwhile, offers of assistance came from countries like Israel, Russia, U.S., U.K., and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, while West Azerbaijan opened her hospital doors to help treat the injured. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please consult with local officials to see if any help is needed, and to go if possible to offer comfort to the most vulnerable. She added that emergency funds are available. Our appreciation, Turkish and international governments, organizations, and individuals, for your immediate response to aid the quake-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for our heartfelt concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the resilience of the affected Turkish people, as humanity's gentler stewardship helped foster the stability of our shared planetary home.
US, Italy, Argentina, Japan, India, Kermadec Islands, Indonesia, Chile, Peru, and Bolivia shaken by quakes. On Thursday, October 20th, a shallow 4.8 magnitude tremor struck southern Texas, USA, centered 76 kilometers southeast of San Antonio. It was the largest quake ever recorded in the state by the U.S. Geological Survey. Also that day, at least 10 earthquakes were registered in northwestern Italy, the largest of which measured 4.0 on the Richter scale and rumbled at a shallow depth 59 kilometers northeast of Genoa. Meanwhile, in Latin America, northwestern Argentina's Jujuy province was rattled by a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale as it struck 64 kilometers southwest of Abrabamba. The next day, the Hokkaido region of Japan experienced a powerful 6.1 magnitude tremor centered 17 kilometers northeast of Asahikawa. Also that day in Gujarat, India, an earthquake swarm of over 41 tremors shook the same region that had been jolted by a 5.0 quake the day before, further upsetting residents as it reminded of a devastating quake that hit there in 2001.
On Saturday, a major magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck 169 kilometers east of Raoul Island in the Kermadecs of the South Pacific. Although a provisional tsunami warning for New Zealand was issued, it was later lifted. Another temblor struck on Saturday, this one of magnitude 5.1 off southwestern Sumatra, Indonesia, followed by a 5.0 magnitude quake in the same vicinity, 186 kilometers southwest of Bengkulu. Meanwhile, the nearby Anak Krakatawa volcano was showing signs of increased seismic activity, with Indonesia's Volcanology and Geological Disasters Mitigation Center recording over 5,000 tremors that day. Also on Saturday in Latin America, a temblor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale hit in the border region between Peru and Chile, followed 1 hour later by a quake of magnitude 4.9 centered in a similar region in Chile but closer to Bolivia. Fortunately, the tremors did not result in any reports of damage or injuries.
As we thank heaven for the safety of those in the quakehead regions, we pray that such instabilities are curbed as humanity's kinder ways help restore the balance of our ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa chiều tùy võ ta thương xót nhiều nay.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 457. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Cameroon president retains post. On Friday, October 21st, the nation's Supreme Court announced incumbent President Paul Biya as the winner of the recent presidential election. Having gained nearly 78% of the votes, President Biya was first elected in 1982 to lead the African country, which is the world's fifth largest cocoa producer and a major food supplier for neighboring countries such as Republic of Congo and Chad. Amongst his plans for the upcoming 7-year term are developing the energy and infrastructure sectors amidst an overall goal of reducing poverty and unemployment. Our respectful congratulations, President Paul Biya, on your re-election. May your extended term in office bring much benefit to the warm-hearted and gracious people of Cameroon.
Brazilian president visits Angola. Following stops in South Africa and Mozambique, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a 2-day visit to Angola on Friday, October 21st. During her time there, she met with Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, where both affirmed their commitment to promoting mutual trade and investment along with their shared culture and customs, as many Brazilians are direct descendants of Angola. The leaders also agreed on continued work together, especially in the areas of agriculture and energy, with a Brazilian trade delegation scheduled to visit the African nation in November. Your Excellencies, Brazil and Angola, we are glad for your productive visit and furthering of cordial relations. May ever more peace and friendship continue to blossom between the people of your nations.
60 saved from capsized Iranian ship. Officials with Iran's Bushehr Ports and Maritime Affairs reported on Sunday, October 23rd, that 60 of the 73 oil workers on board the Kuza-1 vessel, which went down in the Persian Gulf on Thursday, had been recovered by rescuers with the diving company Dulam International of Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The ship, which was carrying cargo along with Iranian, Indian, and Ukrainian nationals as passengers, began to sink in stormy weather. Six divers who had been installing an underwater oil pipeline from a pressurized chamber below the vessel were found perished, and the search continues for the other seven missing. We gratefully thank Dulam International and all other rescuers for your life-saving endeavors. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of precious lives, as we pray that the missing are soon brought to safety and may join their fellow survivors in loving reunions with family and friends.
Save Our Planet, a project in the mountainous region of Tajikistan, is launched in October 2011 thanks to donations totaling nearly $1 million each from the Swiss and British governments, together with support from the Aga Khan Development Network and German non-governmental aid agency Help World Hunger to reduce the risk of glacial lake outburst floods due to accelerated glacial melt resulting from climate change.
Save Our Planet. On October 15, 2011, Governor Jorge Herrera Caldera of Durango State in Mexico issued a hunger alert with a collection drive to assist 60,000 rural residents facing food shortages due to prolonged drought in the region.
Save Our Planet. Published in the October 2011 peer-reviewed journal Nature Climate Change, a new study by researchers in Singapore warns that rising global temperatures are shrinking the body size of many animal and plant species over multiple generations.
Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. We are joyful vegans with a tip about saving energy and money.
You may consider installing reflective panels behind radiators.
This will help keep the heat of the room by reducing its loss through the wall behind the radiator.
They can help to lower your heating bills by up to 20%.
Look online to order these panels or find instructions for making them yourself.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
World News. The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, helps small farmers in Madagascar. The WFP purchases surplus crops grown locally in southern Madagascar. Participating farmers are trained by the WFP and given high-quality seeds to achieve standards set by the UN agency. Approximately 2,000 agricultural workers have benefited from this initiative. One of them, Armand Bariona Ramamonjisao of Betioki, said, "I can now buy vital commodities for my family. I can also afford to keep my 8-year-old daughter Armina in school and improve my family's living conditions." Our earnest appreciation World Food Program for your dedication to improving the livelihoods of treasured farmers. May Madagascar be blessed with abundant and prosperous harvests.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Zambia, honoring its sovereignty achieved in 1964. Situated in southern Africa, it is known for its natural beauty. Zambia's South Luangwa National Park is renowned for its abundant wildlife and is regarded among Africa's finest sanctuaries. It is an incredible area for bird watching, with 400 avian species. Zambia shares with Zimbabwe the spectacular Victoria Falls, also called Mosi Oa Tunya, which means the smoke that thunders. In the language of the Kololo tribe, the amazing locale is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site and is one of the most impressive waterfalls on the globe. May the gentle Zambian people have a wonderful Independence Day. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership on the Society for Assistance to Children in Difficult Situations, which operates camps to help Indian youngsters overcome addictions. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more salutable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for an invigorating world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, presenting the Society for Assistance to Children in Difficult Situations, which has helped rehabilitate more than 22,000 Indian children in the past 3 years.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Society for Assistance to Children in Difficult Situations, or SATHI of India, is dedicated to rescuing and rehabilitating children who have left their homes and are staying on railway platforms or streets. The nonprofit, which was founded in 1997, has staff members present at 16 hours a day at 13 main railway stations in 6 states.
Over the past 3 years, SATHI has helped more than 22,000 children. The youngsters are counseled and then brought to a shelter which provides for their basic needs. In addition, professionals assess as to whether a child can be sent home or should be referred to another non-governmental organization for educational or vocational training.
SATHI also conducts month-long camps in which children are assisted in overcoming addictions and behavioral problems. Furthermore, the group shares its basic concepts with other organizations, offering some financial assistance to help them operate similar programs. Our heartfelt gratitude, Society for Assistance to Children in Difficult Situations, for your care of precious children in their time of need. May all youngsters flourish in loving and supportive environments with God's abundant blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Dutch, entitled The Comet.
Leraar vraagt, wat is een komeet, studenten? Hen een hint gevend zegt de leraar, hoe noem je een ster met een staart? De studenten zeiden, oh, het is Mickey.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I'm glad to watch Supreme Master TV. I wish you health and happiness from all the people of Iran. Shayan from Juyon, Iran.
Amicable Shayan, thank you for your warm greetings. May you and the spiritual people of Iran be ever more blessed by Allah with divine harmony and grace.
Do you have a hardline today? We very much appreciate your hardlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hardline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hardline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Hosted by Uruguay, a Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR Forum, convenes with a first-ever focus on food security as participating members discuss ways to improve sustainable production and distribution for the shared benefit of member countries.
As confirmed by OLAC or Vietnam Foreign Ministry spokesman Luong Thanh Nghi, delegates from his country and China sign a maritime agreement which states that the two countries will peacefully resolve any sea-related disputes through friendly negotiations.
To protect children from exploitation, Morocco's government council approves a bill to ban girls under the age of 15 from working, as reported by Africa-based Magharibia News.
Astronomers from Leiden Observatory in the Netherlands discovered cold water vapor around a young star in the constellation Hydra, about 175 light-years away from Earth. A finding they say is a sign that water-covered planets may be more common than previously understood.
As a gesture of condolence and respect for the girl whose cell phone messages were tampered with by reporters at his former news agency, media entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch donates £1 million to charities chosen by the family in her memory.
22-year-old Ms. Kenia Williams of California, USA, is honored by the San Francisco Fire Department and California Highway Patrol for stopping her car and running to the site of an accident, where she then risked her own safety as she single-handedly pulled an unconscious truck driver away from a fire that had ignited from the crash, thus saving his life. For her brave and quick-thinking deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Williams with the Shining World Heroine Award.
In light of a recent tragedy in Ohio, USA, that resulted in the untimely death of dozens of exotic animals being kept by an individual, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, in the U.S., and other advocates call for a ban on this type of captivity, saying that the ideal home for these animals is in nature.
All Africa News Agency reports that the Sokoto State Government of Nigeria has announced a donation of over 2,200 plots of land in safer areas to residents affected by recent floods so that they can rebuild their homes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.